With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Angola is celebrating 50 years of independence from Portugal this Tuesday following a 13-year war and decades of civil conflict. Many Angolans still face social and economic challenges. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa will attend the celebrations in Luanda. Presidential spokesperson Jonas Mbambo has more.
The president is in Angola to join the people and government of our sister nation as they mark 50 years of independence. So this trip is not about business meetings or signing agreements. It's basically about solidarity and friendship. As you know, Namibia and Angola share a long and emotional history. During our own struggle for independence, Angola stood with us and opened its doors to Namibians. So the visit is about standing together, celebrating Angola's milestone and showing appreciation for the role the country has played in shaping our shared history. There, of course, will be short exchanges between the two heads of state as customary, but the real focus is on unity, respect, and just celebrating the journey of a fellow Southern African nation.
Former South African President Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, pleaded not guilty as a trial began in the High Court in Durban today. She faces charges of incitement to terrorism and public violence over social media posts during the July 2021 unrest following her father's jailing for contempt of court. The trial, expected to run until the 21st, will hear six witnesses, including social media experts. The United Nations World Food Programme has flagged that 3 million people in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo now face emergency hunger, nearly double last year amid conflict and a funding crisis. WFP Country Director Cynthia Jones says overall nearly 25 million Congolese face high levels of food insecurity. And the White House has welcomed the resignation of BBC Director General Tim Davie and News Chief Executive Deborah Turnus. The two stepped down following backlash over the editing of Donald Trump's speech during the 2021 Capitol attack. Former UK Culture Secretary Sir John Whittingdale says deeper reform is needed at the BBC.
It is not enough just to have two people leave their jobs and two new people to come in, because you know, this will happen again, as has been shown over the recent months. It keeps happening. So I think there needs to be more fundamental change to reinforce the oversight of editorial standards. That may need more independent input. It may need a stronger standards committee.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.